here's a story from The World.
Lebanon is a small country in size and population, not even 7 million people. Considering its size, Lebanon's got a huge number of domestic workers, about 250,000. Most are from Ethiopia. They come to Lebanon to earn money to send back home. But as the Lebanese economy sinks deeper into crisis, many employers there say they can no longer pay these workers. From Beirut, Rebecca Collard has our story.
Outside the Ethiopian embassy, Mesaret Shafar is washing a pair of socks by hand using a bottle of water. Then she rinses her feet. I just want to go to Ethiopia, she says. Shafar is one of about a dozen Ethiopian women waiting outside the embassy building. The women shelter from the sun under a small overhang. Their suitcases and bags are stacked against the wall. One woman holds a sign written in Amharic. It says, "We want to go home." In the past month or so, about 100 domestic workers have shown up here, some with no money, no passport, and no realistic way to get home. The Beirut airport is closed to regular traffic, and so are the doors to the Ethiopian embassy. Shafar says her employer dropped her off here, and she's been sleeping outside for the past 3 nights. She says she came to Lebanon 2 years ago to work in the home of a family in Beirut. Like most domestic workers from abroad, she lived in the family's house. She cleaned and helped with the children. But a few months ago, she says her employers told her they could no longer pay her, and they stopped. That's a long time to be working for free, Shafara tells me. She says her salary was just $150 per month. Lebanon's economy is in a state of collapse. The currency has lost around 3/4 of its value against the U.S. dollar. The price of almost everything is shooting up. And for many Lebanese families, paying domestic workers in U.S. dollars is now suddenly 4 times as expensive as it was just 6 months ago. Farah Salka is an advocate for domestic workers. She's with Lebanon's anti-racism movement. She says the financial crisis is bringing new attention to an old racist system under which foreigners have been exploited here for decades. It's called the kafala or sponsorship system. And Salka says it's a lot like modern-day slavery.
So basically, the sponsorship system allows you to employ a worker, they say, but it's basically to own a person in your house and to make them work in whatever conditions you see fit.
Salka says Lebanon's labor laws do not apply to domestic workers because they're not seen as workers.
It's a disaster because these people can't stay, they can't leave, they can't work, they can't pay.
Salka says it's difficult to know how many women have been discarded by their employers with no way home, but she reckons it's been hundreds in the past month alone. And as the financial crisis gets worse, she says more and more workers will be abandoned.
Most of these sponsors are getting rid of their workers, literally, as though they are trash. What we're seeing at the Ethiopian consulate is only the tip of the iceberg of what is yet to come. We are in the beginning of the crisis. We haven't even gotten midway yet. And what we're seeing at the consulate, it's the most visible with Ethiopians because they are the biggest community, but this is happening with all other nationalities.
The majority of the 250,000 or so domestic workers in Lebanon are from Ethiopia, but they also come from Sri Lanka, the Philippines, and other African and Asian countries. Many of these women, and they're mostly women, are owed months of wages. Salka says they have little recourse legally. Some have also suffered forced confinement, physical and mental abuse, even rape. On average, one domestic worker in Lebanon dies every week, and many of them from unnatural causes. At the Ethiopian embassy, most of the women I speak with say they're just looking for a way back home. Asanagath Lalithio says she was not dropped off here by her employers. I ran away and came here, she says. I have my passport but no money. She says her employer stopped paying her 4 months ago. At one point, a Lebanese woman shows up saying she wants to hire one of the women to come work in her home. She promises that she'll pay in U.S. dollars, but no one is interested. Ethiopian Airlines has organized repatriation flights, but the tickets cost around $1,000 each, far more than any of the women here have access to. They tell me they just hope someone will intervene to help them find a way out of Lebanon and back home. For The World, I'm Rebecca Collard in Beirut. From PRX.